This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. news outlets are reporting that at least 22 people have been killed in multiple shootings Wednesday night in the northeastern city of Lewiston, Maine. Another 50 to 60 people have been injured in the rampage, which took place at a restaurant and a bowling alley. Michael Sawchuk, the state's commissioner of public safety, identified a person of interest during a press conference attended by a local television station, WMTW.
And police are currently searching for a Robert R. Card, 4-4 of 1983 of Bowdoin. Card is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest, however, and that's what we'll label him at moving forward until that changes. If people see him, they should not approach Card or make contact with him in any way.
Residents in Lewiston have been urged to stay inside their homes and lock their doors. Israel's Army Radio reported Thursday that its ground forces carried out a relatively large incursion into the Gaza Strip overnight to attack Hamas positions. The reported incursion comes as Israel is facing growing international pressure to rethink plans for a massive ground operation in Gaza in a bid to destroy Hamas and rescue hostages kidnapped during the deadly October 7th invasion of southern Israel by Hamas militants. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry claims more than 6,500 Palestinians have been killed since Israel began its airstrikes in retaliation for the deadly invasion. Fears are growing that the death toll could rise if Israel pushes ahead with the invasion. A top Palestinian medic warns hospitals in Gaza are facing complete collapse. The United Nations says 12 of the territory's 35 hospitals have closed due to damage or insufficient fuel. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russian-Ukraine war. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is condemning retaliatory attacks against Palestinians by Israeli settlers in the West Bank, AP Washington correspondent Sargar Meghani reports.
Palestinian authorities say settler violence has grown since the Hamas attack on Israel earlier this month.
Pouring gasoline on fire is what it's like.
At a joint news conference with Australia's prime minister, the president again condemned the Hamas assault that killed 1,400 Israelis and noted Palestinian civilians are also being killed.
There's no going back to the status quo as it stood on October the 6th.
The president says he'll redouble efforts to find a two-state solution.
Israelis and Palestinians equally deserve to live side by side in safety, dignity, and peace.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump was fined $10,000 Wednesday after a judge ruled he violated a limited gag order at a civil fraud trial in New York. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Earlier, Trump was ordered not to say anything publicly about the judge's staff. Outside the courtroom, he said,
"This judge is a very partisan judge, with a person who's very partisan sitting alongside him, perhaps even much more partisan than he is."
Trump has claimed in the past the court clerk is biased against him. But in this instance, he says he was referring to former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who had been testifying. The judge said Trump's claim was not credible. The former president is accused of exaggerating the value of his real estate holdings on financial documents. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United Auto Workers Union says it has reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford Motor Company that could be a breakthrough to end the nearly six-week-old strikes against major U.S. automakers. The four-year deal still has to be approved by 57,000 union members at the company. UAW President Sean Fain told workers in a video message the union got more than they asked for in the negotiations.
"We told Ford to pony up, and they did. We won things nobody thought was possible. Since the strike began, Ford put 50% more on the table than when we walked out."
The tentative deal will give workers a 25% wage increase plus cost of living raises that will boost the increase to 30% to over $40 an hour over the life of the contract. It could bring a close to the union's series of strikes at targeted factories run by Ford, General Motors, and Jeep maker Stellantis. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.